诗篇第八篇找到了，请听我念。诗篇第八篇是今天杨传道要带领我们来思想的这篇经文。诗篇第八篇找到了，请听我念。大卫的诗，交以令长，用加特乐器。耶和华我们的主啊，你的名在全地何其美，你将你的荣耀彰显于天。你因敌人的缘故，从婴孩和吃奶的口中建立了能力，使仇敌和报仇的闭口无言。我观看你指头所造的天，并你所陈设的月亮星宿，便说，人算什么你竟顾念他，世人算什么你竟眷顾他。你叫他比天使微小一点，便赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。你派他管理你手所造，你手所造的使万物，就是一切的牛羊、田野的兽、空中的鸟、海里的鱼，凡惊醒海盗的都伏在他的脚下。耶和华我们的主啊，你的名在全地何其美。我们感谢赞美神赐给我们这宝贵无误的话语。我们这时候就请杨传道来为我们传讲今早的信息，他所要讲的题目是神的名何其美。我们请赵碧伟执事来为我们翻译。
I greet you in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名向大家问安。
How excellent is the name of our God in all the earth?
我们神的名何其美，就在我们的全地。
And what a blessed thing it is that this morning we can come together to simply meditate upon God's name.
今天早晨我们能够回到神的殿中，一起来思想他的美名是何等的蒙福。
But what is in the name?
可是他的名有什么含义呢？
For human beings, a name is used to identify a person.
我们每个人都有一个名来区分。
It distinguishes one person from the other.
我们的名字就能够让我们个人都有这个区分。
Parents often will try to find a beautiful name for their children.
身为父母的我们往往会为我们的儿女们选择一个美名。
They want to give the child a name that is meaningful.
他们所选择的名字呢都是含有这个美意。
But how often do we live up to our name?
可是我们是否呢活出我们的名字所有的美意呢？
But for God, His name is different.
可是神他的名就不同。
Because God's name is how He reveals Himself to us.
因为神他是用他的话语呢让我们认识他的名。
God's name is how He describes His character and His person.
然后神通过他的话语告诉我们，通过他的话语，通过他的名字，让我们知道神是如何。
This was what God told Moses when you see and you go to Exodus chapter 3. God says that it is through his name that he reveals himself to his people.
如果我们看出埃及记第三章
and in verse 11,
第三章第十一节，
Moses asked God, Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt?
在出埃及记第三章第十一节，我们从神的话语这里看到摩西对神说，我是什么人，竟能去见法老，将以色列人从埃及领出来呢？
And then God told Moses in verse 12,I will be with thee.
第十二节，神说，我必与你同在。
But then Moses asked God a question in verse 13. When I come before the children of Israel, what will I say to them? What is his name? That was what Moses says, and what shall I say unto them?
第十三节，摩西继续对神说：“我到以色列人那里，对他们说，你们祖宗的神打发我到你们这里来。你们若他们若问我说，他叫什么名字？”我要对他们说什么呢？
And that was where God revealed himself to Moses and to the children of Israel in his name. God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you.
然后在第十四节，我们看神的回答。神对摩西说，我是自有永有的，又说，你要对以色列人这样说，那自由的打发我到你们这里来。
And in verse 15, at the last part of it, God said, This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations.
然后在第十五节，神又继续对摩西说，你要对以色列人这样说，耶和华你们祖宗的神就是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神，打发我到你们这里来。耶和华是我的名，直到永远。这也是我的纪念，直到万代。
This was what God told Moses, that his name is how he revealed himself to Moses and to the children of Israel.
这是神自己呢，与摩西分享。就是通过他的名，让他认识这位神，也让以色列人认识这位神。
But what is it in God's name that is so comforting and so wonderful?
可是神的名怎么能够给我们安慰呢？
This is what we want to see in this psalm. How the psalmist David here was pondering on the name of God.
然后我们就要来思想。诗篇第八篇，通过这篇诗，我们看大卫如何来思想神的名。
And as he took time to ponder on the name of God, he was overwhelmed with the greatness of God, yet at the same time, he found great comfort knowing that God has revealed himself to us.
通过诗篇第八篇，当大卫思想神的名的时候，他就感受到神的名何其美，神的名，何其的能够给他莫大的安慰。
And thus, this morning, we want to consider three things about God's name.
今天早晨，我们要来思想神的话语呢，给我们的三个功课。
The first thing is that God's name reveals His glory and His majesty.
我们看到，首先，神的名就显露了他的尊大，他的荣耀。
This is what we see in verses 1 and 2, where his name is associated with his majesty.
我们就在诗篇第八篇的第一到第二节，这里看到他的名要让他的荣耀彰显。
Look at this, in verse 1, the Bible says,O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens.
在诗篇第八篇第一节，我们这里看神的话语告诉我们，耶和华我们的神啊，你的名在全地何其美，你将你的荣耀彰显于天。
Now the Bible here shows us howGod's work manifests to us who His person and who His character is.
我们从这里呢，看到神的手所造的，能够凸显出他的这个本质。
And He puts His name on His creation.
他就把他的名放在他所创造的。
This is like how a person sticks his reputation on his work.
就像 一个人他创造了一份这个作品之后，把他的名放在上面。
And this is where now David draws our attention to God's work as a confirmation of the glory of God's name.
我们在这诗篇第八篇第一节这里呢，大卫呢，他就把他思想神的话语呢，当他看到这个全地的时候，他就能够说，神能够把他的荣耀彰显出来。
This is just like how there are some painters and artists, especially in Chinese calligraphy painting that you see.
这就好比呢，我们看到一些作画的书法家。
Or a master potter who forms a very beautiful teapot made out of clay.
或者呢，那些做陶瓷这些作品的。
After making their work or after completing their work, they would often put their name on their work.
当他们完成了一份作品之后，就把他们的名印在上面。
There are some people who spend a lot of time appreciating this work.
有很多人呢，花很多的时间来欣赏这些作品。
And some people, once they are very familiar with the certain style that an artist have, even if the artist no longer puts his name there, they can identify that this painting must have been drawn by this artist.
然后很多时候呢，那些花很多时间来欣赏、来研究这些作品的，当某些的这个作家没有把自己的名字放上去的时候，他们也能够从这个作品的风格中认识到这个是谁所的这个作品。
But many of these artists would have spent years building up their name and their reputation through their works.
因为很多的这些作家是经历了很多年，然后把他们的这个作品呢，就是能够在很多人的面前出了名。
And this is now our God.Who has set his mark and written his name in all of creation, that creation reveals his glory, reveals his majesty.
所以当大卫在思想耶和华的名的时候，他看到他周围的全地，他看到这个天，他也能够把神的荣耀都归于他。
And this is where now David seems to be struggling to find appropriate words to describe the greatness of God.
所以呢，我们也看到大卫呢，他也很难的用言语来形容神他的自大。
Man's glory can never be compared to God's glory.
因为人的荣耀怎么能够与神的荣耀相比呢？
Now, this is a very obvious truth that man's glory cannot be compared to God's glory.
这个很明显的，我们的荣耀不能够与神的荣耀相比。
But how often do men try to find words to glorify themselves?
可是很多时候，我们看到人就往往呢，喜欢把这个荣耀归于自己。
And how often do men try to put down the glory of God?
然后很多时候，人呢，也把这个神的荣耀给贬低了。
Most of the major philosophies of our age and time today is a philosophy which try to diminish God's glory.
我们也看到在世俗的很多的这些教导，这些思想上呢，都把神的美名，神的荣耀给贬低了。
For example, this theory of evolution, it tries to diminish God's glory.
就好比呢，这个进化论，它就尝试呢把神的这个荣耀给贬低了。
Because it denies that there's a creator of the heavens and the earth.
因为他拒绝承认说整个宇宙万物是有一位创造者。
It denies that man is made by God.
他这个进化论呢也拒绝了承认说我们人是神所造的。
Man does not want to be accountable to God, man wants to be his own God.
因为人不想向神有所交代，我们人想呢就是自主。
And I wonder whether in one way or another, we have tried to rob God of his glory.
我们往往呢，就是在我们的思想上、行为上呢，就剥夺了神的那份荣耀。
Why is it that we would like people to sing praises about us, to talk about all the nice things about us?
我们喜欢听别人的赞赏。
Is it because we no longer see God as the all-glorious God?
我们喜欢听别人的对我们的赞赏，是否是因为我们忽略了这个荣耀当归于神？
The Bible now tells us that David was so overwhelmed with God's glory that he sees God's glory even in the least things on the earth.
我们看到大卫他在思想神的名字的时候，他能够看到神的荣耀，就算是最小的他也能够看得到。
And this is where in verse 2, David says, Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings has thou ordained strength because of thine enemies.
因为在诗篇第八篇的第二节，我们这里看大卫怎么说，你因敌人的缘故，从婴孩和吃奶的口中建立了能力。
While man thinks that they are very great, David says, God has ordained strength in even little children, in infants, to humble the mighty and the proud.
从这里呢，我们看到大卫呢，他把他的思想就放在神他的那份能力，因为他能够从婴孩和吃奶的口中建立能力，使仇敌和报仇的闭口无言。
Now, these babes and sucklings describes children which are very vulnerable.
因为我们在这里看到这些婴孩和吃奶的，他们其实是十分软弱。
They are helpless. They cannot do anything for themselves.
很多时候呢，他们都无法呢自助。
Just like in our midst, if you see little children, babies, maybe they have gone for their classes.But some young parents now, when they have babies, you see how helpless they are.
我们在我们的周围看到这些婴孩，这些还在吃奶的孩子们，他们是如何的软弱。
But God says, even through these helpless children, He can magnify Himself. He can bring glory to Himself.
可是神的话语呢，告诉我们就算是从这些软弱无助的婴孩和吃奶的孩子们，他也能够彰显他的能力。
It is through even helpless infants that he will put down his enemies.
他就是用这些婴孩和吃奶的孩子们，他也能够使他的仇敌和报仇的闭口无言。
Now this is a picture of war.
这是一个战争的一个图像。
And people would value speed and strength in war.
在战争的时候呢，这个速度跟这个能力是十分重要。
No one will send infants to war.
没有人会把这个婴孩还在吃奶的孩子们送到战场上。
Yet the greatness of God is such that he can even put down his enemies, he can cause his enemies to cease.Even through infants.
可是我们从大卫的思想中，我们看到神的能力是何等的大，他的能力呢，能够通过这些无助的孩子们，使仇敌和报仇的呢，都闭口无言。
I believe David was speaking from experience.
相信呢，大卫是亲身经历了这样的事情。
For he must have felt like an infant when he faced Goliath.
因为他在面对这个高大的哥利哥的时候，他是如何的想到自己呢？是如何的弱小
？We remember how when Goliath mocked Israel and mocked the God of Israel, David was so burdened in his heart. He says, "Is there not a cause?"
当哥利哥在嘲笑这个以色列还有以色列的神的时候，然后这个大卫心里面想：难道我没有这个？原因来反抗这个污蔑我神的名的人吗？
But David had no training in war.
可是当时的大卫，他根本就没有在战场上有任何的训练。
Even when Saul wanted to put his armor on David, it was too big for him.
当时这个扫罗王，他想要把这个盔甲放在这个大卫的身上的时候，他就觉得这个不适合。
What did David do?
这个大卫怎么做呢？
He came before Goliath in the name of the Lord.
他就奉神的名，耶和华的名，来到这个巨人哥利哥的面前。
And God defeated Goliath and the Philistines through this little child.
然后神呢，就借着这个大卫，当时他还是一个少年，就神就通过了这个利用这个大卫来击败这个哥利哥。
When God does that which is impossible, He brings glory to Himself.
当神能够成全那不可能的，他就把荣耀归于自己的身上。
Has not He written His name in all these wonderful works that we see?
我们看到我在我们的周围，就是在全地，我们都可以看到我们神他的美名。
Has He also not given you strength to accomplish His work for His glory?
他也赐给了我们能力来完成我们的工作，把荣耀能够都归于他。
If we are consumed by the glory of God, do we have to fear what the challenges may be even when we do the work of God?
如果我们只把神的荣耀看成是最重要的、最优先的，难道神不能够利用我们完成他所要完成的工作吗？
But what was the secret to David's strength?
可是大卫他有那份能力，他有什么秘密呢？
The Bible in verse 3 tells us he considers.
我们在第三节这里呢，我们看大卫他有在观看，他有在观察。
And this is the second thought we want to consider this morning.
这个也是我们今天早上呢所要思想的第二个功课。
First thing we have seen is that God's name reveals His glory and His majesty. And the second thing is that God's name must be considered.
首先刚才呢我们提到了神就是通过显露他的名，让我们知道他的这个荣耀，他的能力。接下来呢，我们就要看到我们要如何呢去观察、去思想神的名。
This is what David says in verse 3. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained.
第三节，我们这里看神的话语告诉我们，大卫说：“我观看你指头所造的天，并你所陈设的月亮星宿。”
This word consider means to observe very carefully.
观看的意思就是细心的去观察。
And then after that, to think about it.
细心的观察之后呢，就细细的来思想。
It's just like how when people appreciate paintings or appreciate pottery.
就好像一个人去细细的去欣赏一份作品，好比一幅画，然后一个瓷器。
They would try to appreciate every line, every stroke of the artist's brush.
他们就会很小心的、很细的去观察他的每一个步骤，他的每一个笔画。
They say, look at the technique that he used.
就去观察他的技巧。
Look at the colors, how he balances the colors so well.
去观察他所应用的这些颜色的配合。
Look at how he brings all this painting to life.
他是如何的使整幅画呢能够凸显出来。
You know, for pottery, they will say, look at the walls, how thin they are, yet so evenly distributed they are.
然后就看这份瓷器的作品，观察这个瓷器的，比如说一个壶，它的这个壶，它的厚度是这么的薄，却是那份的均匀。
This is how people appreciate the works of men.
这是我们人往往呢去欣赏别人的作品。
But for David, he takes time to appreciate and to ponder God's creation.
而大卫呢，他就用同样的这样的观察，细细的去观看神手所造的天与地。
Do you like to appreciate paintings?
你喜欢这个欣赏这个画画吗？
Why don't you appreciate the paintings of the universe?
你不如就去欣赏这个在天上的这些星宿。
Do you like to appreciate music?
你喜欢欣赏这个音乐吗？
Why don't you appreciate the music in nature in this world?
你就不如呢去欣赏这个大自然所呈现的这个音乐。
Have you ever looked up into the sky to appreciate and just see and behold God's creation?
你有没有尝过就是举目向天看然后去欣赏这个天上的万象。
I'm sure you have, but when was the last time where you looked up into the sky?
相信你们以前有做过可是那是几时呢？
When was the last time you just admire the stars and the moon and the heavens?
你上一次观赏这个天上的星宿的时候是几时呢？
Maybe Singapore is a bit hard, but I remember when I used to go to Mersing for our yearly retreat.One of the things that I would look forward to is the darkness.
或许呢，在这个闪耀的新加坡，我们很难有机会呢看到天上的天象。可是我记得每一年我去这个 Mersing 退休会的时候，我都会在这个黑暗中来观看天象。
And then we would just sit there.Or really even lie down on the floor and just stare up into the sky.
有时候呢，我们是坐着或者是躺下来，然后只是观看这个天上的景象。
And it's quite amazing how mesmerizing it is.
然后我们看到天上的这些星宿是多么的迷人。
It seems to just draw you in.
它能够很好的把我整个人给吸引进去了。
And you try to count the stars.See how many stars there are.
如果我尝试，然后我也尝试呢，来数这个星星。
And then soon you just focus on one star.
然后后来呢，我就把注意力呢，就放在其中的一颗闪耀的星星。
You see how it flickers.
我看它怎样的闪烁。
And then after a while, you feel so small.
然后见而见之呢，就觉得自己是多么的渺小。
When was the last time you admired God's creation?And see how great God is.
你上一次来观赏神手所造的这个大自然是什么时候呢？
You know, even the mountains have this kind of attractiveness to it.
你知道吗？能够去观赏这个山脉也有同样的效果。
When I was in Africa, we were able to pass by the highest mountain in Africa.
在我在非洲的时候呢，在路上我就有这个机会去观赏在非洲的最高峰。
This mountain is called Mount Kilimanjaro.
这个高峰就是Kilimanjaro 的这个高峰。
And it's very amazing because somehow on usual days, this mountain, although it's so big, doesn't appear.
因为很多时候，虽然这个是非洲的最高峰，可是它却被可能是被云或者雾盖着了，看不到。
The fog or the cloud would have covered this mountain, so normally we wouldn't be able to see it.
很多时候因为被云跟雾盖住了，所以呢就不得看见。
But occasionally, on a perfectly clear day, the mountain would appear.
可是呢，有些时候在晴朗的日子，就是风和日丽。风和日丽的这个日子呢，我们就能够看到整个山。
And the mountain is so grand.
然后这个山呢是多么的这个大。
You wonder who is the one who has placed it there.
然后你就想说，哎，谁把这个山呢放在这里
？And people will just stop by the roads when they are driving. Of course, they stop at the side and just come out of the car and just admire this mountain.
当有这样的景象的时候呢，很多人呢就把车。停在路旁，然后下车来观赏。
And somehow we can just stand there, stopped in our tracks for 10-20 minutes, just to see how grand it is until the fog and the cloud covers it again.
然后我们可以站在那边10-20分钟，这样慢慢的来欣赏，直到那个雾或者云呢，把这个山给盖了。
When was the last time you consider how great God is?
你上一次来思想神他的自大他莫大的能力的时候是几时呢？
See, for too many of us, especially living in Singapore, we are every day rushing to and fro, rushing about.
因为我们活在这个忙碌的新加坡，很多时候我们每天都忙忙碌碌的，没有时间。
We are so focused and troubled often with the things we have to do.
我们往往呢，就是会想到自己呢所要完成的这些事情，这些工作。
We are filled with burdens and cares.
都有很多的负担。
And often times also, man is also filled with pride.
而很多时候呢，我们也心里面自大。
Pride is one of the characteristics of men. We do not want to consider and to ponder God because we are too proud.
因为我们自大的心，我们也没有想要去思想神这个事情。
We think that we do not need God. We can manage our lives on our own.
我们在想说啊，我们不需要神，我们自己呢靠自己的能力就可以。
You know that man is really so proud that they are trying to conquer the stars.
你是否知道呢？我们人呢是如何的自大？因为我们想要这个控制这个外太空。
There are some people who are trying to invent and create rockets to be able to go into outer space.
就是发明了这些火箭，想要到达这个外太空的这个领域。
And there's actually a man in America who has recently successfully launched a rocket and then landed this same rocket again.
就是这个在美国呢，就是有人发明了，就是能够发射这个火箭。然后又能够把这个火箭呢安全的降落回来。
And he has this grand ambition.
然后他有这个很大的这个抱负。
I think it would be by the year 2050 or so, he says, that he wants to be able to send man into this planet called Mars.
然后他就想说啊，我有这个计划，可能到了2050年的时候，我们就能够有这个外太空的旅行到另外一个这个地方去，然后再回来。
He says because this earth is going to be destroyed soon, all the natural resources are going to be used up.
因为说我们这个地球呢就要会开始毁灭了，因为很多的这些能源都已经用尽了。
So what his plan is to send about 3 million people to this planet called Mars.
然后他就想说，哎，我要把这个300万人呢送到这个火星那里去。
And then they will create a new Earth on Mars.
啊，他们就在那里呢，就在创造一个好比地球的一个地方。
You see how proud man is?
你看到人是多么的骄傲。
They are trying to conquer even the heavens.
他想去占领呢这个外太空。
But can man really succeed?
人是否能够成功呢？
When David says, when he considers the heavens, he feels so small.
因为在第三节这里我们看到大卫他在观察这个天象的时候，他就觉得自己呢太渺小了。
That's why he asked the question, what is man?
所以呢在第四节呢他便说人算什么？
How small we are.
他说我们是多么的渺小。
When we look into the heavens, it humbles us.
当我们观察天象的时候，这个是让我们认识到我们的渺小。
One of the most important things for a Christian is to remember how great God is and how small we are.
我们身为基督徒，我们要记得呢，我们是多么的渺小，而神呢是多么的自大。
And this is a comforting thing for Christians because the amazing truth is that this great God thinks upon puny men like us.
然后当我们想到说神他是多么的有能力，他的大能，他的自大，他却想到了我这渺小的一个人。
Do you see how amazing it is that God thinks upon you?
你当我们思想到说神他顾念我们的时候，你觉得这有多奇妙吗？
This is why my friends take time, think, see, observe the glory and the greatness of God.
所以呢，我们当抽出时间来观察、来思想、来自我检讨，就是从神他手所造的万物。
God has said all these things to remind us constantly because we need these reminders.
我们就是在观察了神所造的，来提醒我们，我们是如何的这个渺小。
But God's name also comforts.
因为神的话，神的名字呢，要来安慰我们。
And this is the third thing we want to consider this morning.
这是我们所要思想的第三个功课。
God's name reveals His glory. God's name ought to be considered, and God's name comforts.
就是我们首先，刚才我们看到了神的名，他要彰显他自己的荣耀，我们也要来观看，我们要观察，要来思想神他的美名。接下来，我们要认识到说，神他的美名能够安慰我们。
Because now David says, God is mindful of men in verse 4, and that God visits men.
然后在第四节呢，我们也看到大卫他说，神他顾念我们，然后他也眷顾我们。
This tells us that God is a personal God. God is a God who is so close to us.
我们看到这位至大的神，有大能的神，他也是很亲切的神，他亲自的来要顾念我们。
The idea here is that God remembers us. He does not forget about us.
因为我们看到第四节这里呢，我们这位莫大的神，他顾念我们，他眷顾我们。
And the idea of the word to visit us has the idea of to have special care and oversight of us.
他眷顾我们的时候呢，就是很细心的来呵护，来爱护。
It is as if He watches over our every action, all our thoughts, our every word. He watches over it.
就是他在看顾着我们的每一个心思意念，我们生活中所有的琐琐碎碎，他都知道。
And He's watching over us in care.
而且呢，他是要来看顾着我们。
Sometimes this is what we do when we look at little tiny creatures and we try to inspect their every move.
所以呢，我们在看这个小生物的时候呢，我们就要观察他们的这个行动。
Just the other day, I was observing the ants.
就在那天，我就看这个蚂蚁。
It's quite interesting to observe ants.
我们这观看这个观察这个蚂蚁，其实很有趣。
Of course, it also can be a waste of time.
可能你说这个是很浪费时间。
But you see how the ants talk to each other.
可是呢，我可以看到他们，蚂蚁跟蚂蚁之间呢，他们有一个沟通的方式。
And you can do some experiment. You put some food somewhere, and then you wait a while. You see how long it takes for the ants to come.
你也可以做一个实验，就是你把一个甜的东西放在那里呢，你看这个蚂蚁呢，它要多少时间才能够找得到
？Then you see how the ants work together to try to carry.These food pieces of food back into their nest.
然后看到这个蚂蚁，怎么能够合理的把这个食物呢搬回这个巢中
？Of course, the reason why I was observing the ants was I was trying to find out where the nest was.
因为我在观察这个蚂蚁呢，就是因为要找出到底它们的这个巢在哪里。
And then I put the poison to kill them.
然后我要把这个毒药放在那里给它们死。
That was my purpose.
这是我的用意。
But when God observes us.He does so to care for us.
可是神他眷顾我们，是因为他要来为我们好。
And do you know the Bible tells us that God numbers our steps?
你有没有知道说神的话语告诉我们，神呢他甚至于来计算我们的脚步
？This is in the book of Job.
这是在约伯书里面。
How does a person number his steps?
你有没有去数算你的脚步呢
？Because a lot of people today have this iWatch and all these things like that that can help them to count their steps.
有些人呢，现在呢，因为运动，因为健康的缘故呢，穿了一些什么，好像手表一样的，可以这个算这个你今天走了多少步。
So we must walk about 10,000 steps a day. That's the recommended amount.
他们所提议的就是每个人呢，每一天呢，要走一万步。
But let me ask you a question. Do you even know how many steps it takes for you to go from your bedroom to your bathroom?
你有没有算说你从你的睡房到你这个 冲凉房要走多少步呢？
Actually, I don't think we have counted that or we know.
我相信我们没有去数算这样的一个。
Maybe you can estimate in your mind, but do you know how many steps it takes?
可能你有大略的估计，可我相信你没有去真正的去算。
But do you know that God numbers all our steps?
可是呢，你是否知道神的话语告诉我们，我们的神他数算我们的脚步？
This is how much he cares for us.
我们从中就可以看得到神是如何的来呵护。
There is no step that we can take that is out of his sight, out of his care.
就是说我们无论走到哪里都有神他的看顾。
Even when Christians take a wrong step and we wander away, we are still in God's care.
就算是我们走错了路，走错了方向，神他还是继续的要来带领我们。
Because this word visit also at times has an idea of discipline.
因为这个眷顾呢，也会包含了就是他的管教。
So when we take a wrong step, God disciplines us and bring us back to the right path again.
如果我们走错了，他要用他的管教呢，把我们带回所当行的路。
Is it not so comforting?That God's name reminds us of how personal He is to us.
我们在思想神他的名的时候，我们心里面知道说他这样的呵护着我们，当给我们这个莫大的安慰。
This was how David addressed God in this psalm. He says, "O Lord, our Lord."
我们看到这个大卫呢，他在这个诗篇第八篇的开头的时候，他就说了：“耶和华，我们的主啊。”
The name Jehovah is a personal God.
因为耶和华这个名就是代表了一个很个人的一个很亲切的神。
The name Jehovah is his personal name.
这个耶和华就是神他就是很亲切的一个称呼。
The name Jehovah is not a title. God is his title, but the name Jehovah is his name.
因为这个耶和华不是他的一个头衔，而是他自己的一个名。
This is how intimate God is with us.
能够让我们直接的称呼他的名，就代表了他是多么的亲切。
Does this not comfort you?
这要给你们很大的安慰。
Even at times when we have to address mighty kings, they seem so far away.
有时候呢，我们要来去朝见这个大王的时候，他们似乎十分的遥远。
But do you know for our God, this is the privilege that He has given to us?
可是当面对我们的神的时候，我们看到他给了我们这莫大的福气。
We can call Him by His name, of course, reverentially.
我们能够直接的称呼他的名，当然要用这个敬畏的心。
This is why the Lord Jesus Christ taught us in the Lord's Prayer to pray, Our Father which art in heaven.
所以我们在主导文里面呢，我们就提到了我们在天上的父。
God comforts us.
神他要安慰我们。
But you continue to see how God really cares for men.
我们接下来要看神如何的来看顾我们。
The Bible goes on to say that God has made man in verse 5 a little lower than the angels and crowned him with glory and honor.
在第五节呢，这里我们看到神他叫我们比天使呢微小一点，并赐我们荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
This describes how God has made man special.
所以呢，我们看到从第五节这里看到说神他是如何很特别的来对待我们。
Out of all of God's creation, God has chosen man to be His special one.
神创造了宇宙万物，他也造人，而且人是特别的。
And He has made us more precious than the animals.
我们是比他所造的所有的东西呢，还要来得特别，来得珍贵。
More glorious, with more honor than the animals.
我们有更多的荣耀，我们有更多的尊贵。
You know, sometimes we admire the animals.
有时候呢，我们很欣赏我们所看到的动物。
We look at the animals like the lions. We see how they are the king of the jungle.
我们看到那狮子，他们算是林中的王。
We see how ferocious they are, and we admire their power and their glory.
我们看到他是多么的凶猛，他是多么的大有能力。
But do you know that God has given all this creation to man's dominion?
可是我们有没有知道说，神把这些万物都伏在人的脚下？
That's why it's so foolish for man to lower ourselves to the point of animals.
所以呢，如果我们把自己呢看成跟动物一样等级呢，我们是很愚蠢的。
This is not what God has made man to be.
神他的用意不是如此。
Man is puny, it is true, but God, we are precious in God's eyes.
虽然在神所造的万物中，我们是渺小的，可是呢，我们在神的眼中乃是珍贵的。
Now, I do wonder, out of all of God's creation, why has He made man so special?
我在想呢，为什么神创造了这宇宙万物，他也造了人，而且让人这么的特别呢？
Definitely, we are not deserving of it.
当然我们不配。
When you look at dogs, they are loyal.
当我们看到这些在家里面养的狗，看到他们十分的忠心。
Men, we are so often disloyal.
然后人呢，往往呢却不忠心。
For dogs, if you just give it food, when you come home, it would greet you, it would lick you, it would be so happy to see you.
当家里养了一只狗，然后你给他食物吃的时候，他一看到你回来，他就多么的高兴。
Then when there are intruders, it will bark to warn you.
如果有外面的人他不认识的呢，他就会吠。
But men, we are so often disloyal.
可是我们人呢，往往就很不忠心。
Has God not cared for us so much?
神他不是如何这样的来看顾着我们吗？
But how often have we bitten His hands?
可是我们很多时候呢，就背叛了他。
We do not appreciate him. We do not thank him for all that he has done for us.
我们没有很好的来珍惜他所给我们的一切。
Yet out of all his creatures, God has made man special, even giving man dominion over all of the works of God's hands.
可是从神的话语呢，我们看到说神他造我们，让我们得了这么大的荣耀与尊贵，让这些他手所造的呢都归服于我们的脚下。
And when David sees how God has made man so special, he cannot help but cry out, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth.
所以当大卫呢，当他思想到神给了人那么大的荣耀与尊贵为冠冕，也把手所造的呢伏在我们的脚下，他由心里面呢就呼叫说：“耶和华我们的主啊！”
Do you think upon God's name?
你有没有思想这个神的名字呢？
Do you think upon your relationship with God?
有没有思想到你与神的关系呢？
This is why David simply concludes in the same way he opened this psalm.O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth.
所以呢，我们在第一节这里看到说，大卫这么称呼神，他说：“耶和华我们的主啊。”我们看第九节，这个大卫也同样的用同样的这个方式呢来结束。第九节这里说：“耶和华我们的主啊。”
How excellent is thy name in all the earth.
你的名在全地何其美。
Think upon God's name.
我们要思想神的名。
Let the glory and His majesty fill your thoughts and your mind.
让他的荣耀能够彰显在我们的心里面。
Know how God remembers you, how God continues to watch over you.
记得呢，神他是一个很亲切的神，他顾念我们，他眷顾我们。
Know that He has crowned you with honor and glory, fulfill.His purpose for you.
记得呢，神他已经把这个荣耀与尊贵为冠冕给了我们。
What is in the name?
在神的名字里有什么呢？
His name is Majesty and Glory.
他的名字的含义是什么呢？他的名字的含义就是他的尊贵，他的荣耀。
And let His name continue to be your comfort.
让他的名来安慰。继续的来安慰我们的心。
Let us pray.
我们来祷告。
O Lord, our God, indeed how excellent is thy name.
神啊，我们的主，你的名何其美。
Thou hast set thy glory above the heavens.
你已经把你的名设在天上。
O Lord, we cannot find the words to describe how great thou art.
我们无法用言语来形容你那美名。
When we look at the works of thy hands, thy creation, indeed we are filled with awe.
当我们观察你手所造的宇宙万物，我们的心充满了这个敬畏。
We feel so tiny and so small.
我们自觉是多么的渺小。
Yet, how thou art mindful of us, thou visitest us.
可是你顾念我们，你眷顾我们。
Oh, what have we done to deserve such a privilege?
我们做了什么配得你如此的看顾呢？
Oh Lord, forgive us.When we have forgotten this truth,
我们忘记这真理的时候，就求你宽饶我们。
When we become proud and arrogant in ourselves,
当我们因为自己的能力自大骄傲的时候，
or at times when we forget thy glory, we feel so overwhelmed by the things of this world.
又或者呢，我们忘记了你的荣耀，我们让世间所有的这些烦恼缠绕我们。
We pray that thou will forgive us.
求你就赦免我们。
But remind us and show us again how great thou art.
让我们重新能够看到你是何其美，何其大。
How we long to bow down and worship before thee.
我们当如何的俯伏在你的面前来敬拜你。
We thank thee for thy care for us.
我们要为这你所为我们做的一切，你的呵护，你的眷顾，来感谢你。
Help us to be loyal and continue to serve thee.
求你帮助我们忠于你，来继续的服侍你。
We pray and ask all these things in Jesus' name.
我们如此感恩祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。